Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. When we start the sugya of Kila, the sugya of kinoifis and aklidin, the sugya of sleeping under a canopy bed, and all the different types of canopy beds, and which is called an oil to mafsik from the sugya. Before we start the sugya, which starts in the afyunim and beis, I want to say over one nekuda from the sugya right before it. The Gemara there was going on the machlikis of Rav Nachman against Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna about if the noy sugya is hung four tefachim away from the roof. Rav Nachman, even if it's more than four tefachim away from the roof, it's kasher. And Rav Chista and Rabbi Avuna held it's pasul. The Gemara cites an incident that Rav Chista and Rabbi Avuna was coming to the Beirish Kalusa and they were sleeping by Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman put them to sleep in a sukkah, which the noy sukkah was four tefachim away. And they didn't say anything. So Rav Nachman asked them, "Will you chayzer from your halacha that you hold that if it's more than four tefachim, it's pasul?" And they told him, "No, we weren't chayzer. It's just we don't have to sleep in a kosher sukkah because we're shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah apatim in a sukkah. They're doing the mitzvah of lahakpa pnei resh gaila. And therefore they were apatim from the sukkah." Taisa says they were apatim because there was no way they could find another sukkah that would be mevatel them from the mitzvah. The rishayim, some rishayim hold, no, that even if they could do both, since they're being isuk and mitzvah, apatim and mitzvah, that's all the sugya later in the second paragraph of Daf Chafei. Al Kopanim, the Ritva, Shtelzach, that why did Rav Nachman put him in such a sukkah? If they held that this sukkah was pasul, and he didn't know that they were shluchei mitzvah, or that they were chayzer, so why lechatchila did he put him in such a sukkah? And he brings a deya, a shittas rishayim, that holds that if, let's say, one Rav holds that something is mutter, even though his chaver, was also royal Lera, holds its aser, it's a machlaikis, but since he holds its mutter, and he could be saimach on his psak for himself that he's allowed to go and eat it, he also could give it to his friend and who holds his aser, because since lefi daitai, lefi dasa machil, it's mutter, so for him it's mutter, so he also doesn't have the issel of neivit to give it, even though lefi dasa eichel, it's aser. Comes out a very big chiddush. But the Ritva argues. The Ritva says here, it was nikkur to them. They were able to see it. They were able to see clearly that the noy sukkah was muflag arba. So, if they were interested, they could have mentioned to him. He told them they could sleep in the sukkah. And the man of shach, if they do it, the Isis, they hold that it's takamut, that they were chayzer. So that's fine. And if they weren't chayzer, so they themselves will know and tell him. Mashayin came to do when he doesn't know about it. The chacham ha-matir, to give it to the chacham ha-iser, when the chacham ha-iser does not know about it, that's aser. And he says that's what's a psak from his rebbe, meaning the ra'ah. And it means the ra'ah from the gemara in chulin daf kuf yad aleph from his base, says that chas v'shalom for someone to give him a food which he doesn't hold that it's mutter. The ra'ah in Yeridea, Simon Kuf Yotes, Siv Zayin, passes clearly like there's Ritva. The Ramah says that someone who holds that something's Asr, or he has a Chumr that he was Machmir, even other people that hold its Mutter, and they're not Machmir, he's allowed to eat with them, because the Ramah says, Aloshin Vadele Chleu Davish Hu Naig Ba Isr, they for sure won't give him something which he's Naig Isr, and the Darke Meshu, which is the Mekarfidus, then he brings down that Avada there won't be Iver on Lifna Iver. So the Ramah clearly holds, and the Shach also brings from there that it's Asir of Na'iva, even though you hold its Mutter, to give to somebody who holds its Asir, at least without telling him. And the Gain, the Bir Agra, brings a Makar, aside from the Gemara in Chulin that the Ritva brought, and he brings another Gemara, the Gemara in Yevamis, that says that Beis Shammai was able to marry the women from Beis Hillel, even though the Beis Hillel from Beis Shammai, even though they had a machlokes about Tzaras Erva, and there would be problems of Mamzeris Ukadaima from the different killis, but the Gemara says, the Maiduhu Uparshu, that whichever ones Beis Shammai didn't hold of, so the Beis Hillel would tell them that it's Asa for you. Whoever ones Beis Hillel didn't hold of, Beis Shammai would say it's Asa for you. So you see, there is a chiyuv to tell them, you can't, even though you hold its mutter, you can't give it to someone who holds its Asa without telling him. And now let's see the sugya of Yashin Tachas Kila B'Sukkah. But before we start the Gufa Sugya, we'll mention there's a Machleks Yushainim, what exactly the Psul is here. Rashi in the Mishnah says that the reason why it's possible is from the Eini Yeshiv Besukka, the oil Mafsik Benehem. The oil, the Kinoifis, the canopy, is an oil which is Mafsik, and it makes it you're not considered a Yeshiv Besukka. That's what Rashi also says in the second parak, Kayashin Tachas Amit the Besukka, Yatsidechev Vasai. Rashi says the oil Mafsik Benehem Lesukka. It's an oil Mafsik, is not considered a Yeshiv Besukka. The Riv in the second parak says differently. The Riv says, Turgim Shmu Amit the Gvaya Sarah. The Riv says the cave in the Gvaya Sarah Shu Shir Sukka Nasis Kisukka Beteich Sukka Ulfich Layatsi Yedeche Vasai. The reason why it's possible is because it blames like a Sukka Teich Sukka. Blames like a Sukka Tachas a Sukka. The Rambam Musa says that. The Rambam in Hilchas Sukka Parakei Aloch of Gimel Mita Shibuseich HaSukkim Gvaya Sarah Tvacha Meisha Vechtel Layatsi Yedeche Vasai Vimneishi Kisukka Beteich Sukka. Amish the same thing like the Riv. So the Baal Amar on the Riv says, Ein Lashon Perusha B'Zeh Nachan, he says, it's not correct. V'kachay Eloyma, Kevin Shigvay Asar, Havli El B'fni Atzmai, V'ein Z'ayma B'tzel Sukka, B'tzel El Amita. He should say like Rashi, that since it's Gvay Asar, it's an oil by itself, it's Mafsik. He's not considered to be in the Sukka, he's considered to be under the Amita. It's Mafsik, he's an oil B'fni Atzmai. That's the Baal Amar's Taina. Now, I'm sure that Akasha doesn't sound so schwer. It could be the Rambam and the Rif hold that Alts oil Mafsik. That's not a problem. As long as you're in the sukkah, you and the oil are in the sukkah. You're not considered not in the sukkah because you're in the oil. The whole thing's called in the sukkah. It's not a problem of oil mafsik. Like the Mechamis points out, if there'd be a problem of oil mafsik, so even usually oil just has to be a tefach. The mita wouldn't have to be a sarat tefachim. Obviously, it's not a problem of oil mafsik. So what is the problem? The problem is we have exeris akasav that you can't have a sukkah. We had before, b'sukkah is v'loi sukkah shetachas ilam v'sukkah b'teich habayis v'sukkah tachas sukkah. That from besukas it tells you it can only be under one schach, it can't be under two schaches. And even if one of the schaches is a possible schach, you have this problem. That's a sukkah shetachas ilan, sukkah shebeteich habayis. You have the problem of shtei schaches. Just like when the sukkah is under the ilan, or beteich habayis, it's called shtei schaches. So who would then, when you have a oil being mafsik in the sukkah, also it's called shtei schaches, and it's possible it's that. That's how you would learn the riff in the Rambam. The Rana has a kasha, that how could you say the problem is shtei schachas? The Ran is maskim to the Baal Amar. Rav Yishayim is maskim to the Baal Amar. The Ran says, how could you say the problem is shtei schachas? By shtei schachas is a din that has to dafke be 10 tfachim. That's what we learned before. There were 3 shittas before, but we paskin, it has to be 10 tfachim. Kekshayr kach psula. Mashenkin here, in the sugya that we're going to learn soon, it's mavur that when it's kavua, when it's kvi, then it doesn't have to be 10 tfachim. Even less than 10 tfachim apostles. And this time it seems to come amish from the sugi here. Because when the Gemara said this yisoy, that kinaifis at a kvi are pasal, even if it's less than 10 tfachim, the Gemara is the kasha, resuka l'gabe suga de kvi, v'amish shmul kach sheir kach psula. So it sounds like the Gemara is being medama the din of suka, tacha suka, to the din of an oil inside a suka. But then the Gemara says, Hasam de la mifsel sukkah basar, hachad le shavi oila, batsime asar nami ava oila. It sounds like this is the shtickle, that if the pshat is that you're going to all two sukkahs, in order to be a sukkah, it has to be asar. Now, Shenkin here, you say you're not pasling because it's two schachas. You're pasling because it's an oil mafsik. As long as it's kavua, it has a shame oil. If it does, it's not kavua, it doesn't have a shame oil less than 10. But if it's kavua, so it has a shame oil even less than 10. So then it goes to what's oil mafsik. So l'chari, you see from there that the maskana said Gemara said it's not what's two schaches. What's two schaches, Yitaka would need 10. And here, you don't need 10 when it's kavua. So in them state that the reason why is a new time, the time of oil mafsik, like Rashi, you're not being yeshu v'sukkah, you're being yeshu v'oil, the oil is being mafsik. So the emphasis is the Rambam himself seems not to paskin like that. The Rambam never brings down this din that when something's kavua, it could passel even if it's less than 10 tfachim. The Rif also is not very clear. Could learn the Rif that he holds that when it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim, it passels. It's not clear in the Rif either way. The Rambam, who also says that Tam al Sugya Gabi Sugya, doesn't paskin that way. So maybe there's a cheshbon that in a chenami, this Sugya that was going to, this Braisa that was going to that when it's kavua, even less than 10 tfachim passels, Behechich is a new din that avail mafsik. But somehow the Rambam had a reason not to paskin like this braisa, because we paskin the time is takal shdei schachis, and mele enechanami, bezat toloi, that when it's kavua, even when it's kavua, if it's less than 10 tvachim, it doesn't passel. And that wouldn't stim with how some Rishayim learned the Rif, that the Rif holds that when it's kavua, less than 10 tvachim passels, like the Gemara says. So Kenzan, you could say, that by sukkah shetacha sukkah, it's all kasher eschach. So what makes it a separate schach? What gives it a din of a separate schacha? Only the fact that it's 10 tvachim. Only the fact that it has the same sukkah b'fnei atzmai. That gives it a Torah's second schach. Now, Shein Ken here, it's not part of the sukkah. So, it's not the pshat that it becomes a chelik of the sukkah. It has its own din. So, Mela, to become an oil, stam, to become an oil, that you don't need 10 tvachim. As long as it's kavu, it's already an oil. And Mela, but what's the psul? The psul is also two schachas. The law is not being mechalat between the psul of two schachas and the din of oil mafsik. It's both also two schachas. But when both schachas are kosher, kedei it should be considered a separate schach. It has to have a whole shame schach with me'atzmai. So it has to be 10 tvachim. Mashen came by oil. Since all you need is a shame oil, and that would make it a schach by itself, now you don't need 10 tvachim. Kviyas alone is good enough. That's what I would say to answer the Ran's kasha. The Ritva there in the second parak asks for kef from the Ran. He asks that if you're going to say it's a psul of shnei schachim, so over here, everyone's maskim that you need 10. Mashen came by sukkah shetacha sukkah, there's a machlekes. There's one man, the other is a tefach, good enough. Another man, the other, 4 tvachim. There's another man, the other, 10 tvachim. But here, everyone holds you need 10. So if you're going to say this din of sukkah, tacha sukkah, why do you need 10? Now, I find it a little bit shver, because the Gemara is mavur that if it's a dava kavua, then you don't need 10. And the Gemara is also mavur that sukkah, l'gabe sukkah, is called kavua. Balgopanim, that's the Ritva's kashi, it brings from there up. That the kashi mamish fakir from the Ran. That by if it's al sukkah shetach sukkah, what do you need 10 for? Even if it wouldn't be 10, it should also be considered shnei schachim. The Ramban al-Mulchamis in the second parak learns up in the Rif that he doesn't mean mamish that there's a psul of shnei schachim. He's just learning from the psul of shnei schachim, the psul over here. There's two ifanim had to understand the Ramban. The stipler has a shtickle on it. He says two different ifanim had to understand the Ramban. First, Shtickel, he says, and this Evan Ozel on the Rambam also says the same thing, that by sukkah tacha sukkah, that it's not considered a sukkah mitzad the schach of the tachtayna, that we understand, that's exeris the kasa of shnei schachim. That the schach of the tachtayna doesn't work, that's because it's shnei schachim. Because the schach of the tachtayna is not under the rikia, it's under a schach. So that's a din. But sukkah, he said, the sukkah has to be under a kiyah. If a sukkah is tachas a ilon, or tachas a bayis, or tachas a sukkah, the sukkah tachtayna doesn't work. But the shail is typically down the sukkah tachtayna. I should be sitting in the sukkah aliyayna. I happen to be in the sukkah aliyayna, and the sukkah aliyayna is only one schach. So elamai, in the din of sukkah tachas sukkah, steht nocha yisayin. That if you're in one sukkah, even if that sukkah is in a different sukkah, you can't consider yourself in the sukkah that's above. You have to be considered only in the sukkah that's in the bottom. In that din of sukkah tachas sukkah state the yisayit. The ikur pasuk is telling you a paslus that the sukkah tachtayna doesn't work because it's under something. It's under a sukkah aliyayna. But you learn memela shamis minat the sukkah aliyayna is not working, even though the sukkah aliyayna is not under anything. Because Vaistais, you're not considered in the Sukkah Yainim because the Sukkah Tachtayna is being mafsik. But even according to this Pshat, it seems to me the Rif is Mamish is saying, as far as Rashi in the Balamar, he's just learning it from Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. That you see from Sukkah Tacha Sukkah, they have to be directly under the Sukkah that you're in, and not that there should be an oil being mafsik. But the disciple says the Lashon and Ramban is Mashman the other way. Lashon and Ramban is Mashman a different Svar. The Ramban says that the Sain of sukkah tachas sukkah is that the elyain is possible for you because it's not being metzel on you because you have the tzela tachtain. So the elyain's not doing anything for you. Since the tachtain is still smum b'chamasa, the elyain's not doing anything to you. So the elyain's considered for you possible eschach. So male, the elyain is staring the tachtain from being a sukkah. So once you see that the schacha elyain could stare the tachtain from being a sukkah, so who and then, when you're in an oil, being mafsik, that oil shteres the schach on top of it from being a sukkah. The Lashon and Ramban is kiheka the amrach mana hasam the asi schach elyon shehu pasul. Why is the schach elyon pasul? She ain't asu litzel He means for the tachtein, the ikitzel tachtein. Umavatel oil so skach tachtein. And that makes a bittel on the skach tachtein. Hachanami asa oil zeh that's on the bottom of vatel skach the sukkah. Lefiz, that's also pretty similar to the Baal Amar. He's just learning it from the din of sukkah tachas sukkah. But he's learning it from this din that just like the Elyon, he's saying that's goof for the din of sukkah tachas sukkah, that the Elyon, which is considered pasul for you because it's not being made on you because you have the tachtein, so that passels the skach tachtein. So within here, the oil passels the skach that's on top of it. Would that be miyushev the kasha we asked in the previous year, according to the Ivan, the Rav Yod, that holds down that any time the skach passel, it passels the skach on banim, the skach kasher on banim of it. Now we ask, so Ibazai, why do you need the din of basukah? It's the sukkah tachas sukkah, of sukkah tachas ilan, sukkah tachas abayis. Anyway, the skach passel on top passels the skach on the banim. Fidher and Ban, how goofy, they learn out this din that the schach pasul on top passels the schach on the bottom from the din of sukkah tacha sukkah. Upon him, however you learn the Fidher and Ban, it sounds like the Iki is Saida Svar is similar to the Baal Amar, that you're not considered to be under the sukkah because the oil is being mafsik. You just learn it out from sukkah tacha sukkah. And now let's see the Gufa Sugya. The Gemara brings the Tula Shainis. First Lashin Avida Mishmul said, Mutalishan Bekila Besukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a kila in a sukkah, afi sheish lagag, vushein a gvayasar. The Rav was talking about a kila which has a gag, Shmuel was talking about a kila which has a gag, it's not gvayasar, and therefore it's mutter. In the second lashon, lishnachrina amila, amra vira mishmuel, mutalishim bekilas chasanim besukkah, lufishein lagag, afi sheish gvayasar. In the second lashon, he held that a kilas chasanim is mutter, because it doesn't have a gag, even though it's gvayasar. So the first lashon is matir a kila that has a gag if it's not gvayasar. The second lashon is matir kilas chasanim that does not have a gag even though it is gvayasar. In both lashonis, the Gemara asks from the Braisa. The Braisa says that a kinaif, which has a gag, which is pasul, and a klitin, which does not have a gag, that's kasher, but that's only when it's less than asar. When it's ten tfachim, even na klitin is pasul. So on the first lashon it's shver, because he said a kilo which has a gag is mutter if it's less than 10 tefachim. And here, it says that, since it says that even a klitin is asur when it's more than 10 tefachim, vayisis the kinaif is asur when it's even when it's less than 10 tefachim. So it's a kasha, the kilo that Shmuel says is mutter has a gag which is less than 10 tefachim on a kinaif which is asur because it has a gag even though it's less than 10 tefachim. And the Gemara answers, because a kinaif is kavua. Since it's kavua, so it's also even without 10 tefachim. On the second lashon, the kashis and naklitin. The Braisa says clearly naklitin, even though it doesn't have a gag, if it's 10 tefachim, it's aser. Why is it different than kilos chasanim, which doesn't have a gag, that Shmuel says it's muti, even though it's 10 tefachim? And the Gemara says the same teretz of kavua. So, kumdais, when it's kavua, then if either it has a gag, that's kinaif, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, or if it's 10 tefachim, like naklitin, even if it doesn't have a gag, then it's pasul. If it's not kavua, so there Shmuel in the first lashon said, even with a gag, but less than 10 tefachim, it's pasul. And Shmuel in the second lashon said that without a gag, even if it's 10 tefachim, it's kasher. So Kama Rishaynim, the Taisus in his second Teretz, and the Rosh and other Rishaynim say, that Maya Machadu, Maya Machadu Veloy Pligi. Shmuel's first lashon and Shmuel's second lashon aren't arguing at all. Shmuel's first lashon is telling you a chiddush whenever it's not kavua, even with the gag, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's kasher. And Shmuel's second lashon says when it's not kavua, even if it's more than 10 tefachim, if it doesn't have a gag, it's kasher. In other words, there are two things you need to be an oil. You need a gag and you need 10 tefachim. If it only has one of these two things, then if it's kavua, that's a problem. Even if it only has one. Like naklitin, which doesn't have a gag, but it's more than 10 tefachim, it's a problem, because it's kavua. Or kinaif is even less than 10 tefachim, but it has a gag, it's a problem, because it's kavua. When it's not kavua, like a kila, so a regular kila with a gag, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not a problem. And kilas chasanim, without a gag, even 10 tefachim is not a problem. Taisus says it's sad to say that the first lashon is only matir less than asarat tefachim even if it does not have a gag. Now, the first lashon disagrees with the chiddush of the second lashon that kilas chasanim, which is higher than 10 tefachim, we mutter without a gag, the Taisus in the first Lashon would hold that anything over 10 Tfachim, whether it has a gag or doesn't have a gag, that's certainly a problem. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, then it depends. If it doesn't have a gag, then it's definitely mutter. And if it has a gag, so if it's kavua, then it's a problem. If it's not kavua, then it's okay. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is meisif a heter for even if it's over 10 tfachim, if it doesn't have a gag, as long as it's not kavua. But Taisus says you can't say the other way. You can't say that both the shainis agree that without a gag, it's mutter even when it's more than 10 tfachim, and the machlekes, the first and second lashon, is with the gag, that the first lashon holds that even with the gag, as long as it's not kavua, less than 10 tfachim, it's mutter. And the second lashon holds that anything with the gag, even less than 10 tfachim, even not kavua, is aser. That is that you can say. Because Shmuel says, mita asara. Shmuel says, b'yashin tachas amita. It's you need asara. Vice versa, mita, which is not asara, is mutter. You see clearly that even with the gag, there's at least a case that doesn't have 10 tfachim, that's mutter. L'maisa du shainim bring that the Ritz Gaius holds that way. The Ritz Gaius holds that according to the second Lashon, anything with a gag, even less than 10 tfachim, is no good. And the Rosh Taka asks, so what do you do with mita? Why is mita okay if it's not a sarat tfachim? Achreinim answer, the Pnei Yeshua, the Aruch Lenaris, Vasemis, the Rishash, they all say the same teretz, that mita is less chama because legaba asuya, because it's not made for the bottom, it's made dafka for the top, and that's why, even according to the way the Ritz Gaius learns, the second lashon that holds that anything with a gag, which even less than 10 tfachim is a problem, that's dafka when l'teicha asuya, not when legaba asuya. And they bring a raya that you could say this svara from the Rishonim, because even according to the other mahalach, that Mara Mechada V'lei Pligi, or everyone agrees that when it's less than 10 tfachim, even with a gag, it's okay, but that's only when it's not kavua. That the Braisa says clearly by Kinaifis, that when it's kavua, it's a problem, even though it's less than 10 tfachim. So how does it shtim? The Gemara clearly makes a schilik. Kila is okay because it's not kavua. Kinaifis is a problem, even though it's less than 10 tfachim, because it's kavua. So what do you do with mita? Mita's kavua. Mita's very kavua. So why should mita need 10 tfachim? And the Rishonim say, because mita's different because legabasu, you're not l'teicha. So it doesn't have the chsarin of kavua. Kavua is only a problem when it's l'teicha asuya. But when it's legabasu, there's no problem of kavua. So even though kinaifis doesn't need 10 tfachim, mita needs 10 tfachim, not because mita is not kavua, but because mita is legaba asuya. So the Achrayim say, you could say the same thing, it's for the Ritz Gaius. That the Ritz Gaius holds that according to the second Lashon, anything with the gag is no good, even if it's not kavua, even if it's not ten tfachim. But mita is different, because that's all talking about when it's l'teicha asuya, when it's made for the banim. When it's legaba asuya, it's not made for the banim. Even the second Lashon would hold that you would need 10 tfachim, and that's the pshat in Tirgur Shmuel, mita asar. That's Achreinim's teretz for the Ritz Gaius. Agav on the Rishonim's kasha, that why does mita need asar and mita's kavua, the Taz is very bothered with the teretz of legabe asui l'teicha asui. He says, the Gemara never says a legabe that. When the Gemara first asked the kasha on Revudah Mishmuel, Amut Elisha Mekila Besukah, the Gemara asked the kasha for mita, the Gemara's mashman that mita is the same as kila. The Gemara only said the svara of legaba asuya. The Gemara says it later. The Gemara had a havimina with Rabbi Bar Avunah. The Gemara had a havimina Rabbi Huda that holds that a mita doesn't stay even by gvaya asara. Maybe that's dafka mita kus legaba asuya. But to say that the mita stays when it's gvaya asara, but not when it's less because of the svara of legaba asuya, make a taste of such a svara. So the Taz says mikayach that his own teretz on the kasha. That mita is not called kavua because it's metalta from place to place. Mashenk and kinoifis, that they're called kavua because it never leaves the bed. Now Yerav is very bothered with that svara. He says, but the kinoifis also travels from place to place. What's the chiluk mita and kinoifis? But the Taz is apparently saying that mita, you want to make it an oil on this part of the floor. it's not always on this part of the floor, the meat that you bring from one place to another place. Now, saying in the kinaifis, you want to make it an oil on the mita. The kinaifis is always on the mita. That's why it's called kavua. Like we said, the Rishenim, not only the Ran that he brings, also the Ritva, the Ritva brings from his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, they all say that the Svara of Lagaba Suya makes it, has the same Maila of that it's like Kavi. So to sum up, Shmuel has two Lashainish. One Lashin says that if even with a Gag, a Kila is good if it's not Gvaya Asara. The second Lashin says even that without a Gag, even if it's Gvaya Asara, it's Kasher. And they're both talking about Kila, which is not Kvi. When it's Kvi, so then the Brisa says clearly that one of the two, either with the Gag, even if it's not Asara, or when it's Asara, even without a Gag, it does pass all the Sukkah. And the three Pshatim and the Rishenim, if Shmuel is, each halacha is true on its own thing, that the first halacha, the first Lashon of Shmuel, that without Asara, it's Mutter, even if it has a Gag, and the second Lashon, without a Gag, it's Mut, even if it has a Sarah, they both agree with each other. Or, like Taisus has it said, that everyone agrees that without a Sarah, you need a Gag, but the Machlaik of the Tzul HaShayin says, when you have a Sarah, is a Mutter when it doesn't have a Gag. Or, like the Ritz Gaius, that everyone agrees that without a Gag, it's Mutter, even though it's a Sarah, but it's a Machlaik, and when it has a Gag, is a mutter when it doesn't have a sarah. Now, the Rif doesn't bring down this b'raisa b'chlal that naklitin by gvaya sarah is aser. It's mashma klar from the Rif that he holds that naklitin, even when it's gvaya sarah, doesn't shter and he lies asleep in the naklitin. He doesn't make any chilik. And he says, the Rif says, b'kitzer kadarka, but he says that it's totally in the sug of shipur ayolim. The Ramban is mayrechem l'chamis to explain. Now, the Rif holds that this brisa that says in Aklitin, when it's Asara, is a problem, holds that Shipuya Oilim, Havi Oil. And that's why it's totally in the Sugya later, we have Isis Akasa come in Srif. When you make a Sukkah like a teepee, where you don't have the Gag, you don't have a flat roof, you just have the slanty roof, like the Naklitin. So, there's a Machlaikis in the Mishnah, whether it's Kasher or not. And the Gemara's maskan is that it's possible because Shapur Oil Maf Kailam Dami. And the Riv says, from here we learn out that you'll have to sleep in a Naklitin in a Sukkah. And Smashma, even when it's Kavaya Asara. Smashma, he learned up the Brisa that passes by Naklitin is like if you hold Shapur Oilam Kailam Dami. So Mela, a Kapanim, if it's Asara, so then it passes because it blibes an Oil Mafsik. Mashang, we hold Shapur Oilam Maf Kailam Dami. So Mela, it doesn't blibe an Oil Mafsik. But now, the Rif is not klar, he doesn't explain clearly what he holds about kinaifis, it's not asara. The Ramban Emzon, that he holds that kinaifis, it's not asara, does passel. And al karchach he has to be mechalit between kvi and not. Like the Gemara says. Now, the Dva holds this kula, that since we all chipu elam lavka elam dami, so mele, any time you don't have a gag, even if it's gavaya asara, even if it's kvi, it's okay. Now, shake it when you have a gag, then it depends. If it's kvi, so even if it's not a sar, it's no good. And if it's loy kvi, so there you have Shmuel, that met mutalish and tachas kila besukah, as long as it's not gavay yud. But that's because it's not kvi. But all this is not mefurish in the Rif. The Rambam is klar that he held that kinaifis also needs gavay asara. The Rav Magid learns also that the Rif holds that even kavua needs 10 tvachim. And the Magen Mishnah says that it's also totally on the same thing, that if you hold Shipur El Mav Koilam Dami Behecha can hold this Braisa, so you don't hold the other Chiddush of the Braisa, that Kinaifis that's less than 10 tvachim is no good, as long as it's Kvi. The Bissel Shver, why should one be totally, why should the din of a slanty roof be totally on the din of less than 10 tvachim, that's Kavua? That's what it says in the Magen Mishnah. Taisis, who holds, like we said, like Rav Yishenim, like we paskin, that even, like the sugya says, that by naklitin, if it's kavua, and even without a gag, it's no good if it's ten tefachim, he says that even though the Gemara paskins later, shibur el naf kailam dami, but that's midaraisa. This whole sugya is midarabanan, that when it's kavua, then the rabbanan will geyser if you have one of the two, either a gag or ten tefachim. When it's not kavua, then the ukma midaraisa, that's only a ayo when it has both a gag and ten tefachim. Now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hidla las a gefen vesadlas vesakisus. If you put the vines on the sukkah v'sicha gaba, and you put schach on top, sula. If there's more schach kosher than vines, aisha katatzan, or you cut the vines and you made them talush, ksheira, it's kosher. And the Gemara has a machlokes if katatzan alone makes it kosher. That's what Rav holds. And Shmuel holds that no, even after you cut it, it's still possible because tasav leimena asli. Because when you first put it down, it was pasul, so it doesn't become kosher unless you do a maisa with the gufa schach, yitzarech l'naneya. And Rav holds, kisas and zoe asiyasan, that's called a maisa by cutting it off and making it kosher, it's called a maisa, the gemara shtel suda machlaikis by tzitzis. That's a sugya. So the Rishonim, the Ran earlier, the Ritva here, brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, that's medayik in the Mishnah like this. He understood the Mishnah. Hidla alea means that you put on the makam of the sukkah. In other words, you don't have any schach yet. Hidla las a gefves a kisus as it last means that you first put vines on, and after that the sichach al gaba. After that you put schach after the vines. That's psula, because the vines were there first, so the sukkah was a pasul of sukkah, and now you put schach on. That's pasul. Now shenkin, if you first put the schach down, and then you put the vines on top of the schach, if you sichach. That's kosher, because since the schach is still some rubim michamasa, so then even putting the vines doesn't make it possible. And that's Rabbeinu Tam, which he taught you at earlier, that pirus le'asadim ne'achama is kosher. The time it's possible is if you need the sadin to keep it, that it should be considered chamasa rubim mitzilasa. Now without the sadin, it would dry out and would become chamasa rubim mitzilasa. But stamaza, when you have the sadin there, it's kosher. So here also, when you put the vines on top of the sukkah, it'll be kosher. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The pshat in the Mishnah is that you first put the vines, and then you put the schach, then it's pasul. That's you have, rav schach, or you got it, son, so then you be machshir it. But otherwise, it's pasul, even though the schach is still smrub mechamasa, because since the pasul was there first, and that's also tzlah smrub mechamasa, that's pasul. This is what the Yishayin bring from Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rishonim say it's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is two cases. Hidla Aleh means Hidla on the Schach. Hidla on the Schach, Gef and Kisus, that's one case. And the second case is that you had it V'sichach Al Gaba. It's two cases. Rabbeinu Tam learns it's one case. Hidla Aleh means on the makam of the Sukkah. On nothing. On the walls of the Sukkah. You had these vines, and then you Masachach on top of these vines. That's possible, but if you do the schach first and then the vines, then it's kosher. And the Rishonim say, no. Hidla lea means you have schach and you put this on the schach. V'sich al gaba is another case where you have the vines and you put the schach on the vines. Either one is possible. Now the Ritva says, it's a peller Rabbeinu Tam Zokta. Because the vile in this Mishnah went not talking about sichach as harbe mehet. The vile were not discussing that it was sichach harbe mehet. The tide of the Ritva, Simimela, the Schach, is the Chams Ruba Mitzilsa. It's not Ruba from the Chavile, from the Geffen, the Las, and Kisus. It's not Ruba from the Geffen, the Las, and Kisus. So the Schach is also Chams Ruba Mitzilsa. If the Schach is Chams Ruba Mitzilsa, and it's not Roiv over the part that's Mechuber, Avad, it's possible either way. Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush is when the Schach is Silasa Ruba. When the schach is tzilas mubar, Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is when you have schach tzilas mubar, there's no way you could passel that schach. Even if you put on schach passel at tzilas mubar, it doesn't passel. So there, Rabbeinu Tam is qualifying his chiddush that if you first have the schach passel, then attacker passels, even though you put now schach kosher, which is tzilas mubar. In fact, that's not the case in the Mishnah. The case is not talking about when the schach is tzilas mubar. The case is talking about the vile of the schach is not Rabba Allah. You don't have Rav. So that means that the schach is Chamasim Ruba. So that you also mask him as puzzle either way. So Al-Karach, the Deik doesn't exist. Al-Karach, it doesn't make a difference which one comes first, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because the schach is Chamasim Ruba. Then the case of Sichach Rabba Man means when you have Chavata, so then it works. When you have Rav of the schach, Rav of Schach Kosher, and like the Gemara said earlier, it's from a Chavata, and you mixed it together, like we gave a Hosha earlier to explain why Chavata works, or Katzitzan, where the other Pshaz, the whole thing becomes Kosher, then it's Kosher. But in the Reisha, when you don't have Roiv of the Schach Kosher, Secundus, you don't have Tzulsim Ruba of the Schach Kosher, even according to Ben Atam, it has to be possible either way. That's the Kasha that Dvoyas and Ben Atam's Diyak on the Mishnah. Tainit, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Karban Asano, they don't understand the Ritva. Why can't we learn up the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about that is Silasa Meruba, that the Schach Kosher was Silasa Meruba, and the Schach Pasul is also Silasa Meruba? So it's not Roiv, you have more Schach Pasul than Schach Kosher, but the Schach Pasul is Silasa Meruba, and the Schach Kosher is also Silasa Meruba. So then it depends. If there's more Schach Pasul than Schach Kosher, if the Schach Kosher is first, and it's Silasa Meruba, then the Sukkah is Kosher. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says Hidla Lasa Geffen Dafka and the Schach Pasul is first. The Schach Pasul is first, and it's also Silas Meruba. That passels the whole Sukkah. Now the Schach Kosher can't be Machshir. Unless the Schach Kosher is more than the Schach Pasul, and like we had earlier, that was Chavatan, it becomes Batul, or Shekatsitsin. So what's the Ritva's Kosher? Why is Ritva assuming that the Reisha has to be talking about that the Schach Kosher is Chavas Meruba because it's not Roiv over the Schach Pasul? Maybe both the Schach Kosher and the Schach Pasul are Tzilas Meruba. Mail is good, the Rabbeinu Tam. Shtarka Kosher on the Ritva. Tain in the Sfas Emes, that's impossible. Sfas Emes says, you'll end the Gemara early in the Afyir HaMidbeis. That's the Midbeis. And the Gemara is Mavur like this. That when the Elon is Tzilas Meruba, nothing works. Even Chavata, even everything, nothing works. Even if you have Raiv Schach Kosher, even if you have Chavata. When the Elon is Chamasa Meruba, then the Gemara had a Kasha Mitzdayr Schach Masa Badi Schach Kasha. And then the Gemara said that Chavata works, and it's Machshavit. But it's Mashma if the Elon was Silasa Meruba, then there's a Chsar no matter what. And that's how it's brought in Lalach in the Paiskim. That's how the Paiskim start in Tafresh Chavav. If the Elon is Silasa Meruba, that's definitely a problem. If the Elon is Chamasa Meruba, then we have 2 days. We have Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only a problem if the Schach is not. Silasa Meruba on its own steam. We have the Riva and the Ravya, then it's a problem no matter what, because the Schach on the top is without the Schach on the bottom. But that's all when the Elon is Chamasa Meruba. When the Elon is Silasa Meruba, then it's a problem no matter what. So Al Karchach here also, if you want to say when the Schach Rabba Lein makes it kosher, Behechrich, the case of Hidl Es Agefes and Lysus Akisus, means that it's Chamasa Meruba. I was saying, Sikh Shrey, the Ritva's Kasher and Ebeinu Tam. So what's Pshat? If we're talking about Chamasa Meruba, so then Itaka doesn't make a difference which one's first. By Chamasa Meruba, you always have the problem with Star of Schach Pasul about the Schach Kasher. So it's right to Shrey and Ebeinu Tam. Manavshach. If it's Chamasa Meruba, the Schach Kasher, so Elam, are you going to tell me the Schach Pasul is also Chamasa Meruba? So why does Sichach Rabba Lein work? When the Schach Pasul is Chamasa Meruba, the Sugya before is Mavur, when the Elon is Chamasa Meruba, it's a problem no matter what. And Elam, are you going to have to learn that we're talking about that the Schach Pasul is Chamasa Meruba? So if the Schach Kasher is not Raiv, it's also Chamasa Meruba. So right, it wouldn't make a difference which one's first. But to answer the Rabbeinu Tam, and to fanf again the Pnei Yeshua and the Karban Asanel, the emphasis is not so clear. Why tak if the Elon is Silasa Meruba, it doesn't work when you have Raiv and Chavata? It's really not so clear. Why not? What's the difference if the Schach Pasul is Silasa Meruba? If you have Raiv Schach Kasher and you have Chavata, why shouldn't that work? So the emphasis you could learn that it's dafka by Elam because the Elam came first, like the Marasha says there. When the Elam comes first, so it's a problem when the Elam silasa meruba no matter what. Gufa, it's taka dafka because the Elam came first. If the Elam wouldn't have come first, then it doesn't matter that it's silasa meruba. As long as you have schach that's silasa meruba, then nothing could passel it, even the Elam. So if he says it's very good, the Rabbein and Tam. It's very good, the Pnei Yeshua and Karban Asanel states. We're talking about here that the schach is silasa meruba. And the Schach Pasul, the Geffen, the last Kisos, is also Tzilasa Meruba. But, and that's why, since they come first, so Mel, the Tzilasa Meruba, the Schach doesn't work. And that's why it doesn't work by the Elon, if the Elon, which is Tzilasa Meruba, comes first. And Enechanami, but Elon Gufa, if you put Schach first, and then, let's say, like, you pushed away the branches of the Elon, and you put the Schach on first, and then you brought the Elon, so Ataka would work, Ataka wouldn't be a problem. That's what Emashal learns. Or you could learn, like other Achrayim say, the Beis Meir and the Pnei Yeshua and the Stipla, that a Elam, which is a Dova Kavua, has a Teirah Schach, and the Psul is not Mitzdar Schach Pasul by the Schach Kosher, the Psul is Shtei Schachas. That even though you have a Tzulsim Ruba of the Schach Kosher, and even if you have Rav, and even Chavata, all doesn't help. Since the Ilan is a Davar Kavua, so it's called Shtei Schachas, it's called the Sukkah Tachas of Ilan. Now, Shankin Lamashal by the Pirish Lassan, the Chama, like we talked about, where there the Pshat is, it's not a Davar Kavua, so it doesn't get a Din of Shtei Schachas. It doesn't get a Din of Shtei Schachas. And Memela, it only be passed lots of Mestayim Schach Pasav by the Schach Kasher, and that you won't have as long as you have the Schach Kasher of the Sukkah that's there first, that's Lassam Ruba. So you could say the same thing here. This Hidla Lassa Geffen, this Akisa Sassad Lass, even though they're Mechubber, but they're not Kavua, that's not where they belong. Fakert, you went and you pushed it on, you Hidla Lam, you put it on there. So it's not Kavua at all. So Mela wouldn't have a din of a Sukkah Tachas Ilan, it wouldn't have a din of Shtei Schachas, because it's not Kavua. The Mela, you can learn the Mishnah is talking about Tzilsim Ruba, and even though it's Tzilsim Ruba, it's still Kasher if you have Rav Schach Kasher, because the Schach Kasher is also Tzilsim Ruba, and it will still be Maksha, even though by Elon it can't be Kasher when you have Rav Schach Kasher. That's because the Elon is a Davar Kavua, so it will blive Shtei Schachas, my Sheikh in here, which is not a Davar Kavua, it won't blive Shtei Schachas, so it will be Kasher. Nachenu, we mentioned in the previous share also the Shitas Haramba. The Shitas Haramba says that Chavata means to cut him off. So here also, when you want to be machsha, when the sichach is rabba alayim, it's dafka when you cut it off. So Rashi's matmiya. Rashi earlier on daf tesim adays is matmiya that it says aisha katzitzon. Vice is sichach rabba alayim is without katzitzon, without cutting it off. How could you say the chavata means to cut it off? This mishnah is mavur that it's kasher when you have sichach rabba alayim without cutting it off. So it's Mefurashi in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnais, and this is what the Rambam and the Yad says, that the Mishnah means like this, then it works if you cut it off. That's Vuhushachavtam, like the Gemara says earlier. Vuhushachavtam does not mean to mix it together, according to the Rambam, it means to cut it off. If you don't cut off the Schach, it's possible, even though we have the Schach Kasher, it's Rabbalein, even when it's mixed together. Aisha Katzitzen means you are Katzitzen and you are Menaneah. In other words, if you have Sichach Rabba Lein, then it works without Ninua. As long as you have Rav Schach, then it's not a problem of Tassav Leimana Asuy, and it works without Nanua. And if you don't have Rav Schach, if you have Rav of the Schach Pasul, then the Katsum works together with Nanua. Even though it's very Sosim in the Mishnah doesn't read ice that Sichach Rabba Lein only works with Ktsitsa, and Ktsitsa only works with Ninua. Lechay, the Mishnah will be very Sosim. Good. But that's what's written in the Mishnah. That's how the Rambam learns the Pirish Mishnais. Amala Mishnah is very sosim. Amala Mishnah doesn't say klar what it means. But this is what it means. Sichach Rabbalein works, like the Gemara said earlier, only by Chavata, which means to make it talosh to makshir it. And the reason why you need Sichach Rabbalein is Pashat al Tassav Leimana Asui. Otherwise, it'll be a problem of Tassav Leimana Asui. Aisha Katsang Sheir means Dafka with Nanua. So the Shara Melech asks, that's very good according to Shmuel, that holds you need Nanua. But according to Rav, it holds you don't need Nanua. How are you going to learn Pshat in the Mishnah? If Sichach Rabbalein means Dafka with Chavata, which means according to the Rambam to cut it off, so what's Aisha Katzitzen? Aisha Katzitzen Sheira is without Nanua. So when do you need Sichach Rabbalein? If you cut it off, it's good without Nanua. And if you didn't cut it off, the Rambam says that Chavata means to cut it off. You have to Dafka cut it off. So the Stipler writes that he found the good Teretz in the Yefeinayim. The Feinayim and Daftes says that the Yushalmi says that Rav holds, even if you don't need Nanua, that's Dafka when Metchila you're planning on cutting it off. If you were not Metchila planning on cutting it off, Rav is maskim that that's called Tassav Leimana Asui. It's because you are planning on cutting it off, that's called an Asiya Behechshir. So according to the Rambam, according to Yushalmi, you can learn like this. If Sichach Rabbalein, that would work even if you were never planning on cutting it off. So now that you cut it off and you have Sichach Rabbalein, that works. Because it's not a problem with Tassav Leimana Asui because you have Rav Schach. And Aisha Katsa means it works if you were originally planning on cutting it off. Either way, he says the Mishnah, the other way is also very sasim. So the Mishnah is very sasim, but that's a pshat. As long as you have a thing that Rav also needs, a t'nai that Rav also needs, that Ksitz alone is not enough, you could say what Aisha Katsa means when you have Yenet t'nai, like the Yishalmi says the Tanai that has to Metchila, you were planning on cutting it off. And Sichach Rabbalein means when you don't have the Tanai, you take a cut it off, that's Chavata. You need Chavata, means you have to cut it off. But you don't have the Tanai, it wouldn't be a problem with Tassim and Asa, but it still works because of Sichach is Rabbalein. Stipe Shtelzach, what's Takab Shat in the Rambam? If the Rambam holds that Bittel doesn't help, that even though you have Rav Schach Kosha, Mitz Schach Posel, it's still a problem. So what's Taka Pshat that when by Chavatam, when you cut it off, it Taka works and now it's Batal? Mashen came when it's still Mechuber, then it doesn't work. What's the difference? What's the difference when it's Mechuber, you say that it's not Batal, and when you cut off, you say it's Batal? Either way, it's Posel. So what's Nafkin Mina if it's Mechuber or not? So he brings from the Sharon Melech, who brings from the Leo Mizrahi, that says that the Mechuber can't become Batal. Mechuber is chashiv, it can't become batal b'roiv. That's why you need chavat, you have to cut it off, you have to make it ois mechuber. When it's mechuber, it never can come batal b'roiv. When it's not mechuber, so then it becomes batal b'roiv. It's only psof tashlum and osi can become batal b'roiv because it's not mechuber anymore. But the staple time is that the Rambam and Yad is mefurish is by upsulim. The Rambam and there in Alacha Yad Gimel, he says, Irev davashem esachem, Irev davashem esachem, Irev sich b'shneem, av b'shakashu yeshu al-pasul psula. Smash Upsalom is that way, not just Mechuber. Even Davra Makabal Tuma, who Davra Shengduli Mina Aretz. And he says, Rabbi Raman Ram says that Mefurish. Savaita, what's the chilik between the psul of Mechuber, or other psulim, and the psul of Tasavim and Asli? Hazak the Stipe, you have to say like this. If the Schach is Pasul Bats Musai, so that remains Pasul no matter what. Even if you have Raiv, even if you have Erev, it's Pasul. The Schach is Pasul, doesn't become Kasher. It's there's the sukkah. Ashenka, when you have chavatim, which according to the Ram means that you cut it off so it's not possible, the only problem is tasvoim and asli. Tasvoim and asli is totally unright. The din is you have to be tasvoim, you have to make the sukkah. If you made rave of the sukkah, that's cool, you made the sukkah. Aye, part of the sukkah you didn't make, it was mina asli, that's okay. As long as you have rave, that's not mina asli, rave is tasvoim, that's called tasvoim for the whole sukkah. The din of tasvoim and asli depends on rave. If rave of the sukkah is tasvoim, that's called the sukkah stasiv, leiman asli. If the schach is possible, betzim is no, it could become kosher. But if right now it's kosher, the only problem is it's tasiv, leiman asli. Tasiv and asli is a din that it doesn't, the sukkah has to be tasiv. Then the whole sukkah of Chlalius. As long as rave of the sukkah is tasiv, that's good enough. That's why Sikh Rambalan, and the other part is now kosher. It's just tasiv, leiman asli. That's good. The stipel is also meisif another nakuda. So come to Safi the Rambam that when you have schach possible, even if schach kosher is silsimu mechamas on its own, and even when you have that it's mixed together, it's still, it always passes the sukkah. The only time it's kosher is if it becomes kosher, and the only problem is tashlum and asli, then it's kosher. So kum dais, if you have it, it's one drop of schach pasul on your sukkah, so now your whole sukkah is pasul. So he says, rather not. The Rambam is masking that the yisayda is mitzdarev schach pasul by the schach kosher. The Yisayna Davar is the place where the Schach Pasul is, that can't be counted for the Heksha Sukkah. That place can't be counted for the Heksha Sukkah. Even if the Schach Kasha on its own would be Tzilsim Ruba, but since the Schach Pasul is Ma'uriv with it, all the places where the Schach Pasul is Ma'uriv becomes Pasul. The Schach that's above, directly above and directly below the Schach Pasul can't be Machsha the Sukkah. But the other Schach Avadah could. If you don't have so much Schach Pasul here, and you have enough schach kasha that even if you would take out the entire places where the schach pasul is, the sukkah still be tzilsim ruba, avad that would be kasha even according to the Rambam. Amamus is only pasling when you have schach pasul, it's mistarev schach kasha v'adich schach pasul. Just the Rambam doesn't hold of the heter of ma'ariv. Even when you're ma'ariv, you still have the schach pasul still shteres. You need dafka chavtam, which he learns the means katsis, and to make it kasha.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any Daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.